insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Welcome again to our program. Inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's listen to the verses.
بِئْسَمَا اشْتَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ أَن يَكْفُرُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بَغْيًا أَن يُنَزِّلَ اللَّهُ مِن فَضْلِهِ عَلَى مَن يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ فَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ عَلَى غَضَبٍ وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا نُؤْمِنُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِمَا وَرَاءَهُ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَهُمْ قُلْ فَلِمَ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنْبِيَاءَ اللَّهِ مِنْ قَبْلُ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ.
We were discussing verse 90, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بِئْسَ مَا اشْتَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ أَن يَكْفُرُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بَغْيًا أَن يُنَزِّلَ اللَّهُ مِن فَضْلِهِ عَلَى مَن يَشَاءُ مِن عِبَادِهِ. The story was that the Jewish people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, knew this prophet, knew the description of where he was coming. They knew his name, and they knew that he was going to be taking over. When the Holy Prophet came with the message, they recognized all the signs were in him. The book that was revealed to him also confirmed and reconfirmed what was there in Torah. So that was another sign. They basically recognized that this was actually the Prophet that Allah had promised them in the Torah. But when he came, they rejected him and they said no. As one of the ahadith says that when the Holy Prophet came to Medina and he invited them and advised them to accept the religion, they didn't accept. Then when some of the believers went to them and told them that actually you were the ones that were telling us there will be a problem, now that he's come you're rejecting him, and they said no, they denied all of what they had said before, that no, we don't have, this is not the person we were talking about. It doesn't have those characteristics that you think and things like that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this verse, in verse 90, that you know what they did was, it's very evil for that which they sold their souls to. They sold their souls by kufr and defying what Allah sent down. Why did they defy it? Because they had envy. That why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the message to someone other than Bani Israel? Their problem was that, or one of their problems at least was, because in the verses that come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also the verses that we have discussed in the past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that they didn't accept many of the messages that were sent down to prophets in Bani Israel either. So in any case, one of the problems that they had seriously with the Holy Prophet was that he was not from Bani Israel. After telling us this piece, which we discussed in the previous session, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ عَلَى غَضَبٍ وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Thus, they earned wrath upon wrath, and there is humiliating punishment for the faithless. What does this mean, that they earned wrath upon wrath? The Mufassirin, those who've interpreted and gone through the sources to understand the verses of the Holy Quran, correctly, apparently, they've identified that this ghadab, فَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ عَلَى غَضَبٍ, means that they went and they earned wrath upon the wrath that they already had. Up to that point, they were expressing and claiming that they actually believed in the message that was sent down to Prophet Musa. But in reality, they had deviated that. They had altered that. They weren't practicing that. Examples of that was mentioned, actually. So it says, فَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ عَلَىٰ غَضَبٍ. The wrath that they already had, now they earned wrath upon that. وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And there is a humiliating punishment for the faithless. The story is a very interesting story that we get in this verse and the previous 89 and 90, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the Jewish people were anticipating and they were awaiting the coming of this prophet. And they came, and when he came, they rejected him. And the problem that they had was that they said that he is not one of us. We thought he's going to be one of Bani Israel. When they realized he's not one of Bani Israel, they started to reject him. Brothers and sisters, we've mentioned a couple few times before as well that we know that we are also awaiting the Savior. We are awaiting the Mahdi. We are awaiting the 12th Imam. Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif wa arwahuna lahu al-fida. We are awaiting his coming. It is interesting that we find a hadith in our books, in our hadith books, that the imams tell us when the 12th imam comes, the people that considered him one of them and they thought he's going to be one of them will start to reject him. And that saying is very similar to this story. Now, those who believe that he's going to be one of them, obviously we already know whose child or the 12th Imam's parents were and who he is the progeny of. We know he is the son of Imam al-Askari, salamullah alayh. And we already know which tribe he's from. So what that hadith is trying to say isn't that there's people that actually think that he's going to be one of, you know, from that tribe, and then they find out he's not from that tribe, or things like that. No, people that thought he's going to be one of them, he's going to be, you know, helping them out. They're on the same page. They're going to be his close companions. But when the imam comes, they realize that what he's planning on doing, the people that he's looking for, is a very different plan than what they had thought of. So they would start to reject him. That means some of the Shia, some of the people that are claiming to be the followers of the Ahlul Bayt are going to be the ones that are going to be rejecting his call and rejecting his message. So it's very important for us to learn from this, that this story, again, we've mentioned numerously that the stories that are mentioned in the Holy Quran, there's a reason why they're mentioned in the Holy Quran. And the Holy Quran isn't there just to tell us stories about history for us to know that this happened in the past. No, there's practical lessons that we need to learn from these stories. So, we should know that just because we claim and we think we are the anticipators and we are waiting for the and awaiting the coming of our 12th Imam, that we are definitely going to be on his side. And we have to see, do we have the characteristics of those who would be awaiting? Okay, one of the things that we see is lacking in Bani Israel is that obedience to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just had a session not too far before that Bani Israel were picking and choosing what laws they wanted to apply, which ones they didn't want to act according to. And that's one of the problems. That's one of the problems, that there's not full faith in what we already know. We don't have practical faith of what we already believe in, and that will, or may, hopefully not, but it may cause a problem when the 12th Imam comes, and we may be one of those, al-'ayadhu billah, and we seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we be one of them. But it is possible, and we need to be careful of that, and we should learn from these stories. Another point that's mentioned in verse 91 along the same lines that we mentioned, that it seems like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining in these verses the reasoning why he said that they shouldn't, the Muslims, the Holy Prophet, should not be expecting the Bani Israel to believe in his message and to come on board the religion. In the series of verses, in this verse, verse 91, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا نُؤْمِنُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا. When they are told, believe in what Allah has sent down. قَالُوا, they say, yeah, we do believe in what God has sent down, but we believe in what was sent down to us. That's what they say. In other words, that's what God has revealed. What He's revealed to us, that's what we believe in. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِمَا وَرَاءَهُ, and they disbelieve what is besides it. Whatever else has been sent down that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down, because it hasn't been sent down to them, they will not believe in it. وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَهُمْ, referring to the Holy Qur'an, obviously, in this case, okay, because the talk is about believing in the Holy Qur'an. It says, وَهُوَ, though it is the truth, and confirming what is with them, they do not believe in it. Just because it's not something that was revealed to Bani Israel, and this is along the same line that we were explaining just a few minutes ago. Inshallah, the rest of the verse we would have to explain in a future session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب.